John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He is the host of Quick Snaps Podcast, which is available on iTunes. And you can always get to him on Twitter through funnykostaki.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Kostaki Economopoulos.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you too. Now, are you all sheltered up with the children?
Yes, I am. I'm on lockdown. There are no gigs in my immediate future.
You or any other comic.
That's right. My eye itches. Am I supposed to rub it on a pine cone? What is the plan going forward?
What's sheltering in like for you with two kids?
You know what? It's busy. I'm doing a lot of dishes. I didn't realize how many dishes there were to be done. It's ridiculous. In our regular lives, you know, you grab a sandwich from here, you get Thai takeout from there. Now, everything's at home. Everything's on a plate that has to be washed.
You know, with you on the phone, that means, we must be getting toward the draft, and the season's going to be 17 games long. And, of course, there's that little story about Tom Brady.
Yes. Tom Brady, another old guy moving to Florida because of his advanced age. Good news for Brady, there's no state income tax in Florida. Bad news, he's got to buy an El Camino.
Hey, that's one of my dream cars. What are you talking about?
I know, actually. It's kind of funny. I have a little bit of the same feeling. And I love Tampa. I lived there for a little while. Bucks coach Arians was always very open about this. He said before committing to Jameis Winston, they wanted to see what was behind door number two. Turns out door number two, Tom Brady. Pretty good. Door number two. I wonder what was behind door number three. An actual goat like the old show. Robert Kraft bought a full-page ad thanking Tom Brady in the Tampa Tribune. That's a big spend for a guy worth $6 billion, right? How much is a newspaper ad in 2020 during a global pandemic? Answer, less than the cost of a Florida handy. Just guessing. Philip Rivers signed with the Colts, reportedly one season for $25 million. That's almost $1 million per child. I mean, that's a lot of money. I'm worried that moving that many kids from California to Indiana is going to throw off the census. We're going to get it wrong. Rivers said he was thinking about retirement, but then he remembered he's got 9 kids. Like, who wants to go home to that? And actually, in his case, going home to the family would be a violation of the ban on groups of 10 or more. Right? You can't even...
What are your feelings about them having the draft without a crowd?
I was actually going to go to the draft. My brother and I had a hotel room, and we were going to Vegas. We're so excited about it. And now they're going to have the draft in a TV studio somewhere with just Roger Goodell. The good news for Roger will be the first year he doesn't get booed.
Yeah, right.
We could do it at home.
Yeah, we can all do it. Well, we should send some Jets fans over to the studio outside the window.
So from what I understand, Sean Payton, I only found this out today, tested positive for coronavirus?
Yeah, he's the first one, first NFL face with the virus. He's opted not to play defense against the virus. He's going to have Drew Brees outscore it. That's how he does. He knows he's outclassed, so look for a surprise onside kick at halftime.
I'm sort of curious. I meant to ask you this in the beginning of our conversation today. What do people call you for short? Does everybody just call you Kostaki, or they call you Kaz? What do they call you?
Believe it or not, Kostaki is short for Konstantinos.
Really?
So it is short.
Okay.
And I have two middle names. My legal name is Konstantinos Christos Vasilis Economopoulos. That's
Good
my
night.
Actual name.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now you understand why the Vietnamese only have 4-letter names. He took all the rest.
It's a jerk move.
Kostaki Economopoulos, you can get to him through Quick Snaps, his podcast on iTunes, and you can follow him on Twitter at Funny Kostaki. That's Kostaki. Chris, forget it. Names, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Go Eagles.
The John DiBella Show.
I'm laughing to fit in, but I still don't get it.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.